Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Go ahead and give God some praise this morning. Amen. Amen. I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. Amen. I thank God because this morning God moved mightily in the hearts of the people and the praises. And I thank God because God continues to prove himself every day. Amen. God had placed something in my spirit. I'm going to talk about the law within me. That's the word that God has given me today, the law within me. I know sometimes, a lot of times we see laws written all over the place and laws everywhere you go. But I'm going to talk about the law within us. And God has given me this word because I want to give you some insight on how to be an overcomer. We are not battling against flesh and blood, but we know that there are spirits in high places that continue to work against the people of God. And this battle that we're going through is a natural thing. Someone say a natural thing. That means it's something that's already part of you. And because the law that I'm going to speak about today is already a part of you, you really will not ever get to where you want to go spiritually until you understand it. All right? So until we understand what's going on within us, we'll constantly be going in circles. I know one thing. I want to be more than an overcomer. I want to be a survivor. I want to be somebody that can look up and say, you know what? I have everything under control because of God in me has been working miracles in my life. I want you to know that God is able to work miracles in your life. But there's a battle that's going on within each one of us. I'm going to start off with baptism. In John 3:5, it says, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So this is the rules. Except you're born of water and the Spirit, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. I want to talk about this because we need to see that God is moving in our life, but also he's changing your whole DNA structure. He's changing how you think, how you look on things, how you view things. So I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Revelation 3:15 and 17. There is a law that is within us that is battling against the spirit. The law that is in us is battling against the spirit, and it constantly causes us to do things and act up. How many of you said to yourself, I'm going to stop doing a certain thing? And once you start to apply that, all of a sudden, the flesh kicks in and you continue to do it. I want you to know that there's a law in our members battling against the law of the Lord. So let's talk about the word of God today. In the scripture that I gave you, I want to show you how God looks at our life. Because until we get this in our spirit, we're not going to be okay. Because a lot of us continue to go on and on and on and do what we think we want to do and don't know that God is watching. The scripture says here, it says, I know thy works. Someone said, I know thy works. This is what the Lord is saying. I know thy work, that thou art neither hot, cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot. So the scripture is saying, I know your works. And he said, you're not either hot or cold. This is what the word is saying. We are neither. How many of you have ever had a cup of coffee? You want a nice hot cup of coffee. How do you feel when you get that coffee when it's warm? You're like, ugh, I got to throw this away. The coffee's no good to you because you want something that is what? Tell me. So the scripture says, I know the works. So the God is saying to us, he knows our life. He knows what you're all about. You're not fooling God. He said, I know your works, but thou art neither cold nor hot. So what did God's going to do about it? In the 16th verse, he says, so then, because thou art Lukewarm. Someone say lukewarm. He said, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. This is what God is saying. When we play with God and you continue to walk the way you so choose to walk, don't you know that God is not pleased with us? How many want to see God do great things in your life? So what I'm going to ask you right now, there's a law that we're fighting against in our flesh, and we cannot get over to where God wants us to go spiritually until we recognize ourselves. Now, recognizing yourself means this, that you need to get in the mirror once in a while. You need to check yourself out in the mirror and check and see and align it up with the Word of God. But we don't want to do that. So God is saying, I'm telling you right now, you're neither hot nor cold. So what I'm going to do with you, I'm going to spew you out. People, I want you to know, check your living. Because God said right in the scripture, he said, I know your works. He knows our works. We're not fooling God. Now, this is what the next scripture says in 17, because this is going to give us some insight. Then I'm going to talk about the battle within. The scripture in 17 says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. Now, you're saying to God, because I'm rich and I have stuff. This is what the word of God is saying. We're saying to the Lord, because it says here, because thou say that I'm rich in increasing goods and have need of nothing. Someone say need of nothing. This is what we say to God. Everything's working out for me. I am rich. You know how we get on TV and they be driving around with the nice cars. I'm rich. I'm rich. And they even show it in their videos. They throw money out of their pocket. You ever see it? Because we get that place in our life, we feel that we have everything under control. We feel that I have a good job, I have a good wife, I have beautiful kids, everything is working out for me. And because of that, God is saying you're neither hot or cold because you don't know where your blessing is coming from. So we get this in our spirit that everything is all right because I'm a good person, I'm good. I treat everyone nice. I serve the Lord once in a while. But God is saying you're neither hot nor cold. You're not getting in. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth because you have not made up your mind. So God is saying he's tired of it. The Bible says, choose ye this day who you are going to serve. Things are going to get better, church. Somebody say it's going to get better. But we're going to talk about how it's going to get better. So when I read in the first scripture, it says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born again of water and spirit means that being born again says being of water and spirit is saying you have to die to something. And because of our flesh, don't you know when we accept the Lord and we become baptized in the Holy Ghost, it's a representing a burial. Too many of us want to continue to live in the flesh and do the things of the flesh, but the flesh, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Do you want to live? So stop being hot or cold. Have a made-up mind, said the Lord. Have a made-up mind. Speak to yourself right now and say, I need a made-up mind. See, because when you declare this, and stop giving yourself excuses for what you're going through and say, my mind is made up that I'm going to serve the Lord with gladness. So in the scripture says, because thou art rich, increase with goods and have the need of nothing. See, so you need nothing. And knoweth not that thou art. So the scripture says, knoweth now that you're not this. It says this, you don't even realize, but he's saying, because you have stuff, and because you think you're rich, and because, now there's nothing against having wealth. But when you put it before God, this is what God is going to say to us. And we're talking about something today. We're going to go here. He said, when we say this, knoweth not that thou art a wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. That's what the scripture said. You're wretched. You're miserable, poor, and blind. So I'm going to talk about this being blind and poor. You're not poor physically, but just poor spiritually. And because you're poor spiritually, you're not getting growth spiritually. So let's go on. I have a scripture in Galatians 5:16. I'm going to talk about your walk. I want you to hear me say this today. We're going to talk about our walk. Everybody in here understands what it is to walk. But I want you to know there's another thing to walk righteous and understand the law that is in you is battling against you. And this is why we're not getting our breakthrough. So the scripture says, this is a King James Version says, this I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Somebody says, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So why do I keep on getting these kind of calls? Pastor? Yeah, what's up? I'm going through again. Why are you going through? Because I did it again. I said, what do you do again now? Well, you know what you told me not to do? I did it. And I'm like, okay, let's pray. We go through the prayer again. We pray. You know, that's what they used to do, even a mafia. And different ones, they have a sense of spiritualism. So they would go out and kill on the week and go to church and pray and say, Father, I want you to forgive my sins. And they do all this stuff. And they even throw money in a basket. Bam, because they know that if they bless the church, they're going to be blessed. So they do this. They get that. What we do is we're playing games with God. So what we do is we know something is going on in us, and instead of saying, Lord, I need strength to overcome, I need strength to go to the next level, we keep playing the game where we just keep on coming to the Father and say, Father, forgive me for I have a sin. How many Hail Marys do I need today? And we even do it in the church today because we keep on coming and keep on coming and keep on coming and don't realize that there's a war going on. There's a war going on in your existence, inside of you, because the Bible says all has sinned and come short, but it says also that you're born in sin. And because you're born in sin, you have to be buried again. That's where baptism comes in, where baptism is a symbolic to being buried. Now, what has to be buried? Paul talks about this. So in this scripture in Galatians, it says, this I say then, walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So how are you going to get over? Someone help me out. It says walk in what? I can't hear you. Walk in what? So it said walk in the spirit and then you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So there's a battle going on in us. And this battle goes like this. Our spirit is over here and the flesh is here. And the flesh is actually in control of a lot because the flesh has your physical body. See, so the battle that's going on, you might be winning sometimes spiritually. You know, you feel good. You just got out of church. And you're up there going like this. Come on, flesh. Come on. We're doing all this and we get the Holy Ghost. And we're all full of fire. We get out of church. And the flesh already know you. So, yeah, you did jab up the flesh a bit. You hooked the flesh up in the left and right eye, and it's a little blind. But the flesh knows that he has you when you go home. It knows that it dwells in you every day. So because you have the spirit, you're talking in the spirit. Oh, I got the spirit right now. And because you have all this authority through the word and through the spirit feels good. but yet you have not allowed the Spirit to walk in you and lead you every step that you go. So now this is where the battle takes place. So let's go on in this word. So it says that if you want to walk righteous, it says walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So I want you to turn to Romans 7 chapter. This is where I'm going with it. We all know that there's a law. There's a law called gravity. I don't care how saved you are, how much Holy Ghost you got. If you jump out of a plane and pray your way down, you're still going to splatter. But this is what we're doing with our spiritual life. We're jumping out of a plane and praying our way and saying, Lord, you're going to forgive me. He forgave you, but you're still going to pay the price. So like if you go and hack up somebody and kill them, boom, 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 boom. Now you get arrested. You accept Jesus Christ and you're like, I got Jesus. You're still going to get the electric chair. Because there's a law. Now, see, when there's a law that's already going on, you can't change that law in something unless something supersedes that law. See, so the only way you're going to get spiritual and walk in holiness, you have to understand that there's a battle going on in your DNA because you were born like this. Someone say born like this. See, so if you're born with red hair, you're going to always grow red hair. This does not change. That's the law. So how do we change our spiritual DNA so that our spiritual man is walking through us? That's where we're having a problem. We need to see that Jesus is trying to walk through you and with you and lead you and guide you, but your flesh constantly fights back. So if I'm telling the young brother over here, come on over here, keyboard player. This is the flesh, and I'm going to ask you, the flesh, to try to walk that way, and I'm the Spirit. You see, now the Spirit's saying go this way, but the flesh is pulling me this way. Now, if you're weak in the Spirit, if I'm weak, guess what, pull? See, I'm out of balance. He can pull me in the direction I don't desire to go. So Paul began to talk about this in Romans, the 7th chapter. A lot of us don't realize that we are fighting a constant battle. And this is why we're not growing spiritually, because we continue to think that, okay, I got saved, I set the Lord in my life, and things should be pretty good and rosy and go well. But God is saying, you have to die daily to your flesh. Somebody say to me, you got to die daily. It's like me telling you, now, okay, I fed you today. You don't need to eat the rest of the week. You look at me like, you crazy? I know you fed me, but I got to eat tomorrow. But we do this with the Spirit. We talk to the Spirit, and we say, now you have enough hope, Spirit? And the Spirit says, like, oh, yeah, praise God. But then we leave the Spirit dry all week. And then the body gets more and more strength. Then the flesh continues to say, well, now I'm back in control in here. This is my house. I'm going to go where I want to go. I'm going to come in what time I feel like coming in. This is how the flesh works. It says I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And see, what's happening with us saints, we can't even see it. So we look in the mirror. We're like, I'm pretty. I look good. And the Spirit is trying to show you who you really are. So that's why in the scripture it says some say I'm rich and have great things, and so they don't need God. So in the scripture it says in 7, first verse, it says, or do you not know, brethren? This is Paul speaking. He says, brethren, do you not know? For I speak to those who know the law. So Paul is saying, I'm speaking to those that know the law. So right now I'm speaking to those that know the word of God. I'm not speaking to those that aren't saved. So Paul said, I'm talking to those that said, I accept Jesus Christ in my life. So this is what he said is going on. He said, do not know. He said, for I speak to those that know the law. And it says here, this is an example, that the law has dominion over man as long as he lives. This is the New King James. It says, the law has dominion over man as long as he lives. Now, the example is this, is about a husband and wife. Here's how it goes. It says, for the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. Someone say, as long as he lives. Then it says, but if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. See, so the Bible is saying, as long as he lives, you are bound by that law. You're married to that husband. But in the next scripture, it says, so then, if while her husband lives and she marries another man, she is to be called, she will be called an adulteress. So what it's really saying is you left your husband. It could be a man or woman. You left and they're still alive. And now you're living with them. Now watch what happens with the law when that husband dies. So while she's living with him, she's living in sin because he didn't die yet. So what it says here, so then if while the husband lives, she is married to another man, she will be called adulteress. But it says here, but if her husband dies, she is free from the law so that she is no adulteress, though she is married to another man. So what that's saying is nothing changed. She was still that woman that was adulteress. But now the day that her husband died, she became free. Now, why am I saying this? It's showing one scripture example of how the law works. Meaning the law works like this. The law has only one reference point, right or wrong. That means when the law says something, that's what it is. If the law says 60 miles an hour, if that cop pulls you over and you did 63, he still can give you a ticket. It's up to him. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the law. So in this scripture, it was using this example, but I want you to see the next scripture. So it was saying that because of that, just because he died, now the law has changed and it's working for her good. But let's go to 4. It says, therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ. So right here it's saying, brethren, you become dead to the law through the body of Christ. Now what it says, that you may be married to another, to him who has risen from the dead, that we should bear fruit of God, fruit to God. Now, the scripture I'm going to is where Paul was really talking about right here. So it's saying in that scripture that because we are now dead, we have another law. This is what's going on, is when you accept Christ and you go through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're dead to that flesh that just wants to do what it wants to do. Now, in this next scripture, I want you to follow me. We're in the 5th verse. It says here, for when we were in the flesh, the sinful passion which were aroused by the law were at work in my members to bear fruit to death. Now, this is the NIV. So it's saying that when the flesh, the sinful flesh, was alive and working as a member, it bear fruits to death. But it says now we have been delivered from the law. See, now that's the word I want you to think about. Now we have been delivered from that law. So he says, Paul said, now that I'm delivered from that law, having died to what we were held by. So we were held by that old law. But he said, then that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the latter. See, so what Paul is saying, once you die to the flesh, you're now serving in the spirit. Now, that's why people fast. You ever hear people say, I'm fasting? I'm always curious when someone fasts all the time. Really a lot. Because that, see, psychologically, we say to ourselves, well, if I fast that much, I'm in control of my flesh. No, it doesn't mean that. See, so that's why you need to know the word. It's just that when you made your mind up to submit, that's the word. See, so you can fast 5 days. Some of us are just good at fasting. If I fast till noon, I might stop. Some of us, we used to go on 3-day fast, 4-day fast. And I'm like, back when we were young, we were going all these fasts. But the thing is, fast was supposed to take, get your flesh to become weak. That's what it's all about. See, so when your flesh is weak, you might listen to the spirit more. But it depends how much of a hold your flesh has on you. So that's the next scripture, and then I'm going to let you go. This is what Paul was saying. This is the one I wanted to really get to. It says here, let me make sure I have the right scripture. I want you to turn to Romans 7, 18, 25. And it says here, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. It says, for to will is present with me. But it says, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. He says, for the good that I will do, I do not do. So Paul is saying the good that I will do, I do not do. All right. So he said, I would not do. So he said, for the good that I will do, I do not do. I do not do. But it says, but the evil I will not do, that I practice. So he's saying the evil that I don't want to do, that's what I'm practicing. That's what I'm actually doing. How many of you trying to be overcomers of something that you've been struggling with? I think we all need to be overcomers. That's why the Bible said we got to die daily. Now, it's tough because when you hear the word die, you know, I remember when I was young, I wouldn't go to church and hear the word die. Who want to hear die? I'm dying. I'm tired of dying. But what it's saying is that he said there's a law in my members bringing me into captivity to the law of sin. And he said, every time I desire to do good, evil is present. So Paul said, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I can't. Because every time I think on that thing, I'm okay with it. You ever do that? You say, oh, I'm going to have a good week because I'm excited about what God has done. Right when you get home, you're like, you change instantaneously. Because there's a battle in the spirit with the flesh. And so now, church, I'm getting ready to conclude. How do we win this battle? How do we win this battle? I can't stop existing. As long as this flesh lives, there's going to constantly be a battle. So how do we win this battle is by understanding that as long as you walk in the practice of the flesh, you're going to lose. So it says in the 22nd verse, it says, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. He said, but I see another law in my members, warn against the law of my mind. Someone said the law of my mind. See, so there's something in you warn against the law of your mind and bring you into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So in my members means in your flesh. So it's constantly warring. So this is where we get upset. We say, listen, I'm constantly warring. So this is what Paul said in the next verse says, oh, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So he said, there's nothing that can deliver me from this law except Jesus Christ. All right? So I'm going to get ready to end with this and say this, is that live life more abundantly, but understand what you're battling against. Know that your joy, your happiness, and all the things you desire is not going to come through following the will of the flesh. Now, I want you to be successful. I want you to have wealth. I want you to have these things. But I want you to know your flesh is only going to try to bring things to destroy what God is blessing you with. You ever see somebody like, what happened with Bill Clinton? He became the president. How do you become the president and fool around with somebody in the White House? Now, wouldn't you think your own mind say, I'm this powerful, I'm going to not do nothing wrong at work at least? You know, just someone say, at work at least? Maybe at home I'll do this, but not at work? But when the flesh is in control, come on, somebody, when the flesh is so in control, it's going to destroy what God is trying to do for you. Some of us have great relationships, and because the flesh is out of control, we continue to allow the devil take away our blessing. Then we run back to church. Lord, I want you now. Well, you done lost your third husband because your flesh wouldn't be quiet. The God is telling you, be quiet. Don't keep talking about it. Don't keep acting crazy. You go, I'm gonna tell you how I'm going to do what I want to do. That's the flesh. But when God is in control, the spirit would tell you, yes, I want to say that, but I'm not going to. You see what I'm saying? The spirit will tell you how to walk. So, yes, I want to be with this person. They're beautiful, but I'm married. So, see how it works? So, the flesh kind of want to do its thing. And that's how you can tell when you're walking in the flesh or walking in the spirit. So, those that are confused say, Pastor, I don't know if I'm walking in the spirit. How can I tell the difference? This is a good way to tell the difference. I'm going to show you. This is how the flesh works. When the flesh has its way, it does a hold down. Oh, yeah, I'm going over her house. Yeah, yeah. She like me. The flesh is ready to go. We even do that with saints. Saints come to church. Pastor, well, you know what? God has shown me I got to go preach over here this Sunday morning. Then I got to go over here next week. Because the flesh want to do it. So guess what your flesh says? Don't be subject. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to do what I want to do. The flesh don't care. See, the flesh doesn't know how to be submissive. Someone say submissive. That means the flesh got to do what the spirit is saying do. So when you think that you walk in holiness, because you can quote some scriptures, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of God. There is therefore no now condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Now you feel our Holy Ghost. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. You get home, that phone rings, ding-a-ling-a-ling, ding-a-ling-a-ling. You answer, yeah, what's up? Oh, no, you better call my other phone. My wife, she get this number. Call my phone that's in my trunk. 1 minute, I'll be out. The flesh does not have no restriction. Why you see people pierce themselves over and over and over again? Know what the flesh do? The flesh say this. This is how it works, guys. I want you to see this, and I'm going to wrap it up. The flesh works like this. You ever see somebody that cuts themselves or pierce themselves all over? Because the flesh has no boundary. So what the devil does, he says this. He talks in your ear and see if it comes to pass. So he says, yeah, get one earring. And you're like, that's fine, I'll get me an earring. And that was no big deal. That was no problem. And guess what the flesh is doing? Ooh, I like this earring. I'm cool to go. I like my earring. Then the devil comes back to your ear. I want you to get three more. You go get three more. And know what the devil's doing? He's watching this. He's saying, like, he got you like a remote control. He's like, Then he comes back to you and says, now I want you to put a big hole in your ear. Then you go do it. You put a big hole in your ear. Then he says, I want you to get 9 tattoos all over your body. Then you go, you see what I mean? The flesh does not stop. The flesh will not listen. So even your relationships, when you let the flesh have its way, it continues, continues, continues until you drop dead, till you lose your blessings. So even though you're in the White House and you should have some restriction and restraint, you got that far with your power, you still cannot mess around with the woman that's right next door to you. You don't have enough sense because the flesh got to do what the flesh got to do. So that's why Paul said, I find in me another law in my member, worn against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin and death. So church, your revival is going to come when you understand when the scripture says you are neither hot nor cold, you are lukewarm. Now, when you get that in your spirit, you're going to stop being religious.
Praise God. This is Pastor Mark Choate of New England Pentecostal House of Praise. I pray that you receive the word of God that was ministered today. I know that it's going to be a blessing to you and your family. Continue to listen to Revival Today. We hope to see you in Manchester, New Hampshire, 1850 Elm Street. Service time, 10 a.m. Come visit us. Have a nice day.